Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
David and a whole bunch of other people sent me this story. This version is from abcnews.com. And it reminds me of all the brouhaha around the bicentennial. If you're of a certain age, you recall that about 1975, things started getting branded as bicentennial. And in 76, there was a lot of red, white, and blue stuff on the marketplace. And by 77, we were sick of it. Now, the eclipse isn't quite that big of a deal in terms of the hype, but it is starting to get quite a bit of noise right now as it approaches. And this right here is one of the strangest stories I've seen in a while. I never thought I'd see such a thing, but New York inmates are suing to watch the solar eclipse. Inmates are claiming that they've got a First Amendment right to watch the eclipse because of their religious rights. Julia Reinstein wrote this, and she says, inmates in a New York prison filed a lawsuit after the state's Department of Corrections announced a lockdown that would have prevented them from watching next week's total solar eclipse. The six men are incarcerated at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility, about 2 hours north of New York City. They argue in their lawsuit that barring them from seeing the eclipse violates their constitutional religious rights. The solar eclipse, which will take place Monday afternoon, was last seen in the U.S., at least at this type of eclipse, in 2017, and won't be visible in the country again until 2044. Although it seems they say these kinds of things every single time we've got one. And they happen, it seems to me, more often than that. But I admit I'm not an eclipse follower. So the lawsuit apparently states, a solar eclipse is a rare natural phenomenon with great religious significance to many. One of the inmates initially requested and was granted official permission to watch the eclipse, which he said was of great significance to him as an atheist due to its celebration of science and reason, according to the lawsuit. But when the lockdown was announced, his permission was revoked, he says. One of the inmates initially requested and was granted official permission to view the eclipse, which he said was of great significance to him as an atheist due to its celebration of science and reason, according to the lawsuit. But when the lockdown was announced, his permission was revoked, he claims. And some people are going to say, but Steve, if he is an atheist, he's not practicing a religion by doing something that is being done because he's an atheist. And we could argue about that all day long. I'm not even sure how I feel about that, because if somebody goes, what religion are you? I'm not sure if an atheist would say, I'm an atheist, and I consider that my religion. I've met people who say, well, I'm an atheist because I don't have a religion. And I don't know that all atheists consider atheism to be a religion. Plaintiff firmly believes that observing the solar eclipse with people of different faiths is crucial to practicing his own faith, because it is a central aspect of atheism to celebrate common humanity and bring people together to encourage people to find common ground, according to the complaint. Another plaintiff, who's a Seventh-day Adventist, told New York News outlet how meaningful it would be for him to see the eclipse. He said, it'll be 20 years before another opportunity like this exists. I don't believe that just because I'm incarcerated that I should be denied this opportunity, especially when this eclipse is scheduled to happen during normal outside recreation time. So he's saying, hey, look, if it happens while we're outside in the yard recreating, can't we just observe the eclipse? You don't want to look directly at it, obviously, unless you've got special eyewear, but we won't go there either. A spokesperson of the Department of Corrections told ABC News they do not comment on pending litigation, but said the lockdown was intended to ensure the safety of inmates and prison staff. Eclipse safety glasses will still be distributed for those at prisons in the path of totality. In the event, they'll be able to view the eclipse from their assigned work location or housing units. Religious requests related to viewing the eclipse are currently under review, he added. And so, you know, this is one of those things that the First Amendment does guarantee you the right to worship as you choose. It also says the government can't pick an official religion and say, hey, here's the official religion we are all going to follow now. And so the real question always becomes, what makes something a religion? I mean, we have some churches that have been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So people would say, well, yeah, obviously those are established religions. But the question is, couldn't you just start your own religion? I mean, why not? And so religions have got to start somewhere, where somebody wakes up one morning and goes, you know something? I think I've got an idea for how I want to live and be spiritual and all that. But of course, as you can imagine, there could be problems with that also. So let's suppose that I woke up one day and said, you know something? A higher power is telling me that I need to start a religion. And our number one belief is that we should never pay taxes to a government. That is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. So members of our church will never pay income tax, sales tax. We won't pay any of those things. And if you try to make us pay those things, you're violating our religious rights. Well, you can see how the government might say, we can't allow that as a religion. What? Huh? Why not? It makes as much sense as some religions I've heard of. But on the other hand, I've heard of other things that have been started fairly recently. Look up the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. That's an example of a fairly young religion. And then, of course, I'm surprised nobody mentioned this in the story, but there is the what they call the Cult of the Unconquered Sun. And if you look into the history of religion and go way back, I'm talking about pre-Constantine, you'll discover that there was actually an extremely popular religion where people did, in fact, revere the sun, and the sun was the centerpiece of their religion. And their High Holy Day came at the winter solstice because, of course, that's the moment where the sun's gone away and starts coming back, and you celebrate the return of that. And so that would be, like I said, a High Holy Day for them. And so presumably, an eclipse likewise, I would guess, would also be a big event for them also, you know, because of the fact that, the sun is eclipsed by the moon, and then the moon goes away, and now it's come back. So I don't know about this. I really don't know about this, because obviously, in case you haven't figured this out, our courts have upheld the ability of the state to lock you up if you commit certain crimes and have been convicted, okay? And so prisoners can be locked up, which, of course, is the ultimate violation of your rights. They lock you up and say you can't leave this place for so many years. And meanwhile, while you're there, you're going to do everything that we tell you to do. You've lost all freedom. So if they can do that to you, they can do a lot of other stuff to you as well. And then the only thing is, of course, they can't, while you're in there, say, oh, by the way, you need to change your religion. And so they have to make accommodations for your religion. It's just a question of, making accommodations so someone can watch an eclipse and they say it's part of their religion, they're going to have to make the argument that they have, I'm guessing, a well-established religion that believes these things. And I, until I read this article, had never heard of somebody claiming that an eclipse is a religious event for them. I've never heard that. But, like I said, if you'd asked me and said, but Steve, who would make such an argument? I would have said, oh, somebody who still follows the cult of the unconquered sun, which is not as popular as it used to be, but it was at one time a huge, huge deal. So if you've got nothing better to do for about 5 minutes today, look up the cult of the unconquered sun, or in Latin, Sol Invictus, and check that out. And you'll notice, by the way, that their High Holy Day falls right around the winter solstice, which usually falls right around, in the old days, New Year's Day, which, because of the shifting of the calendar, has an odd coincidental proximity to Christmas. It's the craziest thing. So New York inmates are suing to watch the solar eclipse, from Julia Reinstein at abcnews.go.com. David and all kinds of other people sent it to me. We'll see what's going to happen, but there is a legal issue I should also mention. If you normally file a lawsuit, by the time it gets heard, you're 6 months to a year down the road before you get anything big done on it. The eclipse is next week. So if the judge grants you the right to watch the eclipse 2 weeks from now, it's meaningless. So this has got to get heard faster. So what you need to do if you're these plaintiffs, and I'm assuming they've done this, you file the lawsuit, you ask for an expedited hearing, and if you don't get one, you then ask for an injunction to bar the prison from keeping you from watching the eclipse, because if the court rules in your favor down the road, it'll become meaningless. And so the only way to prevent that irreparable harm is to grant the relief, unless there's some other factors weighing so heavily against it. And the question is, what's weighing against it? the safety of a bunch of people standing around the yard in partial darkness? I mean, I suppose, but I can't imagine that. So we'll see what happens. It's going to boil down to whether or not a judge actually buys the fact that this is a religious argument and not just a secular argument. David, and everybody else, thanks for sending it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The greatest teacher I know is the job itself.